the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Conversation from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Brian Barrett talking with Smyrna football coach Matt Williams. It sounds like a broken record. Overtime game last night. Unfortunately, 29-26 was the final. Franklin defeating the Smyrna Bulldogs. Coach, I wrote down a lot of things last night. My phone absolutely exploded when I got on the way home and when I got home. Talking about that overtime game, which was your fifth in 11 games. Yep. That kind of ages a young man. You look 10 years older this morning.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's the last thing I need to hear this morning. But, yeah, it is. I've got coaches on staff. I got a coach on staff that's been coaching for over 30 years, and he said he didn't know if he had been in five overtime games in his career, you know, and I know I had, and I think I'd been probably three or four in the 14, 15 years I've been coaching, and went through five this year. So bottom line is we put ourselves in those situations. I'm not going to make excuses. I haven't all year. And we also played some pretty good football teams. I don't want to put it all on our kids like we didn't play good in any of those games. We did at times. We had a brutal schedule, which everybody's been well documented. But, you know, when you're in overtime for reasons because you didn't do the things you need to do in regulation to win it, and that's sort of what happened again last night.
Well, I guess the burning question and the question that, I don't know, probably 10 people said, you've got to ask Matt what happened in the overtime last night, because you had the ball first in both overtimes, right?
Yep, sure did. Yeah.
How does that happen?
Well, and I've tempered my statements all year, and I try not to be controversial. And let me make this clear. We did not lose a football game because of officiating. I don't want that to – that we didn't. But the bottom line is, it is a shame that a TWSAA official does not know the playoff rules. We went out. They won the toss. They chose defense. So we got to choose which end of the field we wanted. Obviously, the rule is, you know, we scored on offense, then they came back and scored on offense. So it was tied up again. So we're going in a second overtime. The rule states that at that time, you basically flip it. You know, we should have been on defense, Franklin's on offense. Official adamantly told me that was wrong. They had a 3 or 4 minute conference, which, I mean, to be quite honest, it was amateur hour. It was amazing. And so bottom line is, we went on offense twice in overtime first. And you ask any coach anywhere, that is a competitive advantage for the other team, because you want to go on defense first, find out what do you need. Do you need a field goal? Do you need to score? And so hate that for our kids. You know, these officials are supposed to be the best of the best, and most of them are. And I don't want, you know, officials do a great job. For the most part, we've had great officiating all year. But that, I just thought that was inexcusable for an official not to know the playoff rules.
The point of going out and doing the coin flip is to determine who, and that's sure, the very first thing in the first overtime, and right, then it alternates until there's a winner. It could go 5, 6, 7 overtimes, whatever sure, the case, and you just alternate back and forth.
Yes,
right?
His interpretation was they won the toss, so they get choice. I guess he thought if we went 7 overtimes, they got to choose every time what they wanted, which would have been defense, obviously. So,
well, sure.
You know,
who wouldn't?
Disappointing. Again, not why we lost the football game, but I will be making a call Monday to the TWSAA. And hopefully that will get addressed.
Well, unfortunately, that gets addressed, but the outcome of a game, I mean, that affects the outcome of a game, and there's you don't go back and play that game over again.
No, I don't think they'll let us go back. I don't want to harp on too much. It happened. It's a shame. It's a shame for our, you know, it's a shame for our kids. I hate it for all the kids on the field. You know, in a playoff game, for Franklin and for Smyrna, those kids deserve a well-organized, well-run game. And that's what, you know, playoff football is about. And it's just a shame for those young men that it didn't happen.
There were a lot of penalties in the game as well, which kind of keeps you from getting the flow and not trying to pinpoint or officiating right, or anything. But that really hurts both sides too, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It was an odd night. I spent as much time talking to the official on our sideline as I did to our coaches and players. So I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Sure.
We had a lot of good kids. You know, this year it boils down to this. I talked about, you know, a lot of people asked me before the season, how good are y'all going to be? And I said, well, it will depend on how fast we mature as a team. And I just firmly believe that we got a lot of great kids, a lot of great seniors that I think a lot of, and I always will. But I don't think we matured like we needed to. And you can look at our games and the outcomes, and you can see the composure you got to be mature and you got to have composure and you got to be able to answer the bell when you need to. And sometimes we did, sometimes we didn't, but, you know, it's a tough year.
Well, there were obviously flashes of that all year, and one case being the last minute of the game, last few seconds of the game, you had to score to actually send it into overtime.
Yeah, our kids, I mean, our kids never, I don't question our kids' guts. I mean, our kids got a lot of guts, and we're down there, and we have to have a drive, and we go down there, and we get it done. You know, we punch it in to tie it up. The bottom line is it was 16-16 at that point. We've got to kick an extra point to go up with, I think, it was right around, you know, wasn't very much time on the clock, a minute, something, whatever. And we don't get it done. We have a false start, first of all. It moves it back 5 yards. And then, you know, I felt like our long snapper got run into and got just demolished. That wasn't called. But bottom line is we didn't hit the extra point. And shouldn't have gone in overtime. We should have won the ball game 17-16. Didn't do it. Went in overtime and just came up short.
You know, I jokingly mentioned about, you know, you've aged 10 years. But if you look back at this season and, you know, just that play, I mean,
yeah.
How many times does that happen? I mean, it seems like you have been on the wrong side of bad things happening in a lot of these games to put you into overtimes or something like
well,
that.
Well, yeah, and you can't, you know, again, I'm not going to – we put ourselves in those situations. And we had times like the Seagull game. I mean, the ball bounced our way in the Seagull game. I'm not going to sit here and act like it's winning against us every time. It hasn't. You know, some of those games we did have the ball bounce our way. So you create your own luck, I think. I firmly believe that. In a lot of situations, you've got to have some luck. Don't get me wrong. And, I mean, whoever makes it through and wins the state championship this year, they will be able to look back at a point in the year where they were lucky at some point it helped them. And that's how it is for everybody. But, you know, you create your own luck in some ways. We had too many penalties last night. That's one thing. And we made mistakes that in ballgame 11 you can't do. And, again, I love our kids, good group. But they would tell you, I think, when they have a chance to digest and look at it, we just made too many mistakes to beat a good football. Frank is a good football team now. I mean, I think they've really, from the film we had earlier in the year and whatnot, I think they've really come a long way. Got a great quarterback, good offense, and defensively they're pretty salty. So when you play a team like that, you've got to be able to be composed. And we talked about that all week, be composed. If something bad happens, overcome it. And early in the game last night, I did not feel like we played with composure at all. And even with that, though, went into the half down 10-3 and had the ball coming out. So we still had a great chance. And, you know, again, just came out saying had played better, I thought, on offense. But defensively had a busted coverage in the third quarter, gave him a long touchdown right there, and that put us behind the eight ball.
So. Matt Williams, our guest this morning, talking Smyrna football. Coach, there was a time in the season looking at 3-4 and not even knowing if you'd play in 11th week, you know. And so this has been just one of those difficult seasons, but also rewarding in the fact that, you know, your kids did answer the bell.
Yes, and I don't want to sound like, you know, again, I want to highlight these seniors. We got a good group of kids. You know, they and these are not excuses, and I told them this last night. We don't make excuses, but they did have some things to deal with that a lot of our classes haven't had to, you know. I don't think it's been talked about a lot. We lost 9 coaches last year. And when you have turnover like that, it's going to affect a group of kids. And I thought our kids battled through that pretty well. And, you know, I'm proud of our kids. They did a good job with the new coaches coming in and buying into what they were selling and all that kind of stuff. And there was no problem with that. But, you know, this group overcame a lot of adversity. I'm proud for them for that. They're a group with a lot of guts. And I know the year didn't go the way they wanted to, but I think when they look back, you know, they'll look at the schedule, the people we played, and, you know, there's not many people that that will be able to say they played, went through a gauntlet like that, and that's you know, a testament to them. And I think there'll be some clarity, and they'll have time, when they have time to get away from it and think about it, they'll feel a little bit better about it than they did this morning.
Coach, you bring up a good point about all the change. I mean, and you lost some personnel from last year's state runner-up team, and I mean, change has been the name of the story. That's been the story at Smyrna High School. I mean, that Bud Rakes retired. I mean, you look at all of that thing, and it takes a toll on a young man.
It's been a weird year. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's been a weird year for players and coaches, and it's something you got to overcome. I just want them to know, it's a group that they're a good group. They're a senior group that was able to play in the state championship, win a district championship, and then be state runner-up. So they don't have anything to hang their heads about. you know, went through a brutal schedule this year and fought, like you said, you know, had to win the last three and did that to get in the playoffs. And, you know, that that shows a lot of character. And, you know, that's I want them to know I'm proud of them no matter what. Win, lose, or draw, they're still our guys. They're still, you know, we talk about family all the time. We're still a family. I told them this morning I'd be wearing purple and gold, and just like I always am. And, you know, they're going to be Smyrna Bulldogs for life, and they'll always have a place to come back and visit and be more than welcome.
Coach, this senior class, you know, you had a senior class, of course, last year, but you brought in a pretty good core of juniors for this year's run, and those young men are now stepping out. You've got some youngins, if you will, don't you?
Yeah, coming we back? Do. We're going to be young. We're going to be experienced. But the bottom line, I am excited about this group because there's a humbleness about this group. You know, I don't know how good we'll be. We'll find it out. Our offseason is going to determine how good we'll be. But we got a bunch of humble young men that, you know, I think will be willing to do whatever it takes. We've got to have a better offseason. That's one thing coming this year. I was a little worried. I didn't think our offseason last year was as good as it needed to be. We had less guys make, you know, their mandatory amount of workouts than we had the previous couple of years. And, you know, I think in the end that sort of was something that was telling. But, you know, I think this year we'll have great guys like Curtis Jones and Dustin Boone and Deshaun Williams. I think those kids will step up and lead us. And, you know, we're going to take our three-week dead period and we're going to get back and get after it. So, looking forward to it.
It is amazing how quick that turnaround is to get into the off-season work. And it, you know, fans listen and hear that, and it may sound cliche and this, that, and the other, but games are really won in the offseason. Sure. You've got to get bigger, stronger, faster, and that's where you do that.
Well, I think it's bigger, stronger, faster. I think one of the most important things is building a team chemistry. I mean, I think it's about getting in that weight room and getting out there and, you know, running routes, throwing balls around, or doing a little 7-on-7 work, you know, without coaches out there. I'm talking about in June, you know, with just the players organizing that stuff and getting some camaraderie and you know, team chemistry is just as important as the other stuff. So we do have to get bigger and stronger, that's for sure. We're going to have you know, a lot of new faces, and you know, but their kids are going to they'll do like a lot of our other couple guys. They'll have to get out there and earn on the field and get better. And you know, I'm excited about the group, though. I think we're a humble group, and I think we're going to have kids that you don't have to worry about off the field, all that kind of stuff. And I think they're going to do what they're supposed to do in the classroom, and you know, it should be fun to coach.
Got to develop leaders too, and yep, those leaders are developed in the off season. The ones that get in there and help to organize and get the guys ready to play.
Well, I just seen that Curtis Jones and Deshaun Williams will do. They'll run through a wall for you, and they're weight room warriors. They're going to work their end off in the weight room, and those are the guys that are going to be counted on to make sure they get in that, you know, and people are going to have to follow them. And I know they'll step up and do the job, so I'm excited about it.
Coach, I guess after last year's run, all the way to December, this is kind of a little different feeling this morning. Yeah. I don't know. Do you feel kind of like what am I going to do now? Or I'm sure you've got the young family too, so I'm sure you have a honey-do list that's got to be punched off.
Yeah, it will. And, you know, I'll probably watch film and. You know, a coach, I don't know, I'm a competitor. I'm probably going to go back and analyze the film 100 times, see what we could have done better in the over the season. And but, yeah, I do. I mean, you know, family comes first. You know, son's got a playoff game today. We'll go to that. And little girl does gymnastics. There'll be plenty to fill my time, I promise you. And we're going to take some time off, spend some time with the family, and recharge our batteries and get ready for another exciting season next year.
This football season and being so involved in it, for us, it's like – you know, when football season is over, whenever that is, there's kind of a letdown for, you know, a few hours, but then it's like you're turning your attention to another sport. You don't have that, but there are other things that are going on at school and stuff and with kids and family. But when you spend so much time doing this, and then all of a sudden it's over.
Yeah. Well, yeah, my wife probably get tired of being around me. you work 7 days a week, and it's a rush. I mean, you work Saturday till 12, 1 o'clock, and then you know, go do family stuff, and then we get up and go to church. And, you know, I feel bad because I'm usually rushing away from my family after church to go get, you know, to meeting Sunday. Maybe we meet at 2 every Sunday. And, you know, that's just part of the process. It's part you enjoy. And I don't know, you know, it's going to be – you miss it, and I'm going to miss it because I love playoff football, and this is not the way I want it to go. And it's tomorrow, we expect to go deep in the playoffs, and you know, we're going to have to come back and regroup and get it fixed.
Man, I want to say one thing this morning to you and to the entire Smyrna family and Rick Powell and Mr. Harris, you always treat us well, even if Jeff Shipley is in the press box there at Smyrna High School. It's one of the great places that we get to broadcast from, and unfortunately that is over for football, but we've got other sports coming up, and looking forward to that and covering the Smyrna Bulldogs and having you come down every Saturday morning. I know that's yet another sacrifice that you have to make, but you're always good to do that and spread the word about your kids at Smyrna High School. So for that, we appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you guys and all you do. Y'all do a great job promoting high school athletics in this county, and appreciate you guys and all you do. And you're in a class organization, and appreciate you.
Well, it's all about the kids, and we call it the coaches show. But it this morning was about talking about that senior group of Smyrna Bulldogs and highlighting them and their efforts on this year, and. I'll say congratulations on a year that I know saw some ups and downs, but Coach, it was fun to follow your Smyrna Bulldogs this year, and give our best to the young man out there going and playing some playoff football today. Huh?
Yeah, play Franklin.
I'm sure he'll be bigger and stronger and faster by the next time we see him this year.
We hope so. We hope so.
Coach, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right, Matt Williams joining us here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Appreciate Matt coming in again each Saturday morning. Always gracious to come in. Guys, it's sometimes difficult to come in and face us every Saturday morning. Just take a look at our pictures on the website. You'll understand why. We'll take a break, come back, and we're going to talk some Blackman Blaze football. Philip Shadowins is here, and John Dinkins has that conversation next as we continue from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant here on WGNS AM/FM.